It's time for another update from the 96th Annual Shortstop Golf Tournament at Greenlee Golf Course. These reports brought to you by Greenlee Golf Course, Master Plumbing, and Oakview Golf Course. Jeff Elseth once again with us. And Jeff, it sounds like the second day of competition is all wrapped up.
You know what, Aaron? We just finished up here literally probably 10, 15 minutes ago. So we are done with play for the day, and there's a lot of tired bodies out here, as you can imagine. We have some results for you.
Well, let's go through the flights. I know we got a lot of results to get to, so I'll let you take it away.
All right. Thanks, Aaron. First off, championship flight. Play just concluded. Second round matches, and we have the final four here set for tomorrow. Upper bracket, we have Brent Miller, six-time champ out of Sioux Falls, South Dakota, advanced over Kevin Curlis. Kyle Veal defeated Brad Holzinger. Brad was first-year participant this year, so Kyle beat him. So it's going to be Brent Miller versus Kyle Veal tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock, along with Chris Boss, hometown favorite, seven-time champ. He defeated a local Johnny Brewer. He beat him on 17. So Chris is in the semis tomorrow, along with J.B. Lloyd. J.B. Lloyd had a great match with Andy Peterson. Of course, Andy was defending champ here 2 years ago. But J.B. Won out there. So your final four, tomorrow morning champ flight, Brent Miller versus Kyle Veal, Chris Boss versus J.B. Lloyd, 8 o'clock, number one tee. And presidential flight, Fred Leonards is going to play Bob Peterson. Tony Ritchie squares off against Brian Olsanowski. I'm going to back up just 1 second, Aaron, back on that champ flight consolation bracket. Morning rounds at 8:10. Mike Nelson, past champion. He'll take on Jack Reister. And Brett Werflein will square off with Alex Capron tomorrow. Presidential flight, the consolation, is going to be Jimmy Wall. He'll take square off with Josh Jordahl, and Devin Casa and Kyle Crewall go to battle at 8:30 tomorrow. First flight, the final four, Dalton Flatness plays John Munson, Brian Boss versus Zach Radke. Consolation bracket, Tom Lynch versus Brian Tukwa and Chad Mickelson and John Murray. In our second flight, we've got Steve Foss. He'll do battle with Will Peterson along with Andy McKinney, and Andy takes on Dan Whitmer. Consolation bracket there, Andy Whitus versus Derek Anderson. Ross Peterson will take on Peter Sartori. And in the third flight, we've got the final four there. Jay Radu squares off with Zach Chicos and his son, Jay's son, Chad Radu, also in the semis. He plays Ryan Peterson from Albert Lake. Consolation bracket, Lucas Hansen will take on Bryce Ritchie. And Greg Wakowiak will square off with Earl Krieger. In our fourth and final flight tomorrow, let's see, in the final four, it is Andrew Peterson takes on Jared Goforth. Dustin Hafstead takes on Brady Flatness. That's at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. Consolation bracket, Anthony Foss versus Larry Rundon, Greg Foss versus E.J. Thomas. And that's how things stack up for tomorrow morning, Aaron.
So everything is set for the final day of the Shortstop Tournament. And, Jeff, I got to ask you, going back to the championship flight, you got Brent Miller, who's won titles. You got Chris Boss, has won titles. Have the other two guys, are they kind of new on the scene? Because I don't think they have won any titles, the other two guys, and Kyle Veal, and I think you said J.B. Lloyd.
Yes, correct. Kyle Veal has not. Kyle has only played in this, I believe this is just his second year. However, JB has played in this for several years, and he is a two-time champion. So
he is,
JV,
okay.
Yes, correct. He won at the Albert Lee Country Club, I believe, 93 and 94. So you could call JV more of a seasoned veteran. He's been around, great game, solid player. And of course, Chris, seven-time winner, Brent Miller, six-time winner. So, you know, the stage is set. It's there's going to be some great golf tomorrow. We've got great conditions again. So it's going to be a super final four on Monday.
Jeff Elseth again from Green League Golf Course with this update on the shortstop tournament wrapping up for this Sunday. And Jeff, I know you mentioned some of start times, but just give us the schedule again for tomorrow for those that are looking to get out there for the final day of the shortstop event and cheer on the golfers.
Yeah, we start at 8 o'clock tomorrow, Aaron. You know, Champ Flight and Presidential and First Flight, they tee off on number one. So we go at 8. It's every 10 minutes. And then, you know, second, third, and fourth tee off on number 10, again, starting at 8 o'clock with the fourth flight. So fourth, third, second, we go in that order. And again, you know, flights are nine-hole matches. So, you know, things happen pretty rapidly tomorrow. You know, match play, obviously, you can get beat, you know, 5-4.
Yep.
You know, so it's a rather quick-paced morning. The finals and championship flight, the final pairing, generally we get them teed off in that 1 o'clock hour, 1 p.m. tomorrow.
So that's your schedule for tomorrow. If you want to make plans to get out to Green League Golf Course, and of course we'll have updates tomorrow with Jeff Elseth tomorrow morning. And also, once things have wrapped up, we'll put a complete bow on the 96th Annual Shortstop Golf Tournament. Again, these reports brought to you by Green League Golf Course, Master Plumbing, and Oakview Golf Course. Jeff, thank you so much for the update. Appreciate it. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday. And again, we'll talk a few times tomorrow.
All right, Aaron, thank you. I appreciate all you guys do at Gate Radio. Have a great night.